Test 82, Section 4, Question 11. This is Strengthen Plus. We want to make it perfect. It says, it's morally blameless, praiseworthy to be honest only if you're speaking, one is honest out of respect for morality. So it's morally praiseworthy only if you're speaking, you're honest because of morality. Strictly speaking, Downing did not act in a manner worthy of such praise when he told the judge the truth about his business partner's fraudulence. So Downing didn't act praiseworthily. Downing was motivated by concern for his well-being, even though what he did was certainly honest. Now, here, what we don't have proved is that Downing wasn't doing it out of respect for morality. He could have could be motivated by concern for his well-being, but still be speak out of respect for morality. So we've got to have something, if we want to make this perfect, to say that if you speak out of concern for your well-being, then you're not doing it out of respect for morality. An action motivated by concerns with oneself cannot be deserving of moral condemnation. No. Some actions that are essentially honest are not morally praiseworthy. That's an assumption, but that won't make the argument perfect. An action performed out of respect for morality cannot also be an action motivated by concern for oneself. C is exactly what we want. So I would take that and go. But D, moral praiseworthiness of an action can be judged only according to standards that refer to circumstances. I don't know what that means. And morality demands that one be honest, even in cases where this could be detrimental. Well, that doesn't really apply here, so therefore C is definitely our best answer.